Kristen Henning, great to have you back on Travel Writers Radio. I gather you've been on an interesting visit to Israel and to the West Bank. Tell us a little bit about that.
We had the good fortune to have a friend mention to us that we ought to look up these people with Green Olive Tours. And we did, and it was really a memorable day. It was a tour just for the two of us, a private tour, taking us throughout, to Masada, some of the major tourist sites, the Dead Sea, Masada, but also through the West Bank and some of the settlements. It's a tour that's really designed to demonstrate all sides of the Palestinian-Israeli conflicts and to allow visitors to speak to people about it.
Okay, well, that will be of interest to our listeners. We have a good cross-section of the Jewish community listens to our station here. Why did you decide to go to Israel? It's not somewhere that's on everybody's bucket list at the moment.
Well, that's a good question, and we're not Jewish. We have certainly understand that this is part of the cradle of civilization. We at that time were traveling to Israel and Jordan and Egypt as well. So it was we had, I think, about 2 or 3 weeks in Israel. Unfortunately, I was sick part of the time, so I didn't enjoy specifically Tel Aviv as much as I might have, but I found a very good doctor there.
Oh, they have some wonderful doctors over there, I believe.
Yeah. So, but we love Jerusalem, and we really, it's just such a beautiful and historic city, and we felt very comfortable there. And we were just really interested in knowing more about all that we hear about in the news. And because we're not Jewish or with Israeli family members, we really felt like we needed to learn a lot more, that we don't really understand some of the international politics. So it was a great opportunity for us because we're just naturally curious.
Yeah, and look, I think it just goes to show you that travel isn't only about postcards and pretty pictures, and that it can be a great learning experience. And if you go there with an open mind, as you obviously did, then you're willing to absorb as much as you can, and sounds like you did. Now, the particular tour you took was with a group called Green Olive, as you've mentioned. Tell us about Green Olive and the chap who runs that.
Well, it was started about 10 years ago by a gentleman named Fred Schlomka. Fred is really a citizen of the world. He was born in two Israeli parents. His mother was his mother's family back generations and generations is Lebanese. His father was born in Germany. They met and married in Israel, but by the time Fred was born, they had taken another opportunity in Scotland. So he really grew up in Scotland. Mm. He has Scottish and Israeli passports.
Okay. Does he have a Scottish accent?
No, he does not.
Now, the interesting thing about Fred is that you met him again in your hometown, if you indeed still call it a hometown. You're almost a citizen of the world yourself. But you met him in Minnesota, and he was there. What was he, buying a bike or something?
Well, he was, and I didn't. It never clicked that the reason that this tour was recommended to me by someone from Minnesota is that there was this background connection that I never really understood or knew existed. As it turns out, Fred's wife is, her family is from Minnesota. He knew of this bike shop in Minneapolis that is wonderful. It's actually a co-op. It's worker-owned and operated. And he ordered up his custom bike, and when I was going to meet him for, I was just going to do a Skype interview with him, and he said, wait a minute, I'll be in Minneapolis, so let's meet up.
Oh, that's great. And
it was
so
fun.
You've got a recording of your conversation with Fred about his philosophy and certainly the background to Green Olive, which virtually crosses all borders and all faiths in its approach to tourism in Israel. So let's hear from Fred.
Fred, please tell us what's changed in the tours that you're giving and the people who are taking the tours over the last 10 years.
Well, I think the people who are taking the tours are pretty much the same. It's quite a broad variety of people. Our clients tend to be anyone from backpackers to company executives, from housewives to high-tech technicians. But what the commonality is that they're usually people who are independent or semi-independent travelers. They like to get out and about, be a little bit adventurous. Many of them are interested in political aspects of places that they travel. Some of them are passionate about Israeli-Palestinian issues. And so they take our tours. The numbers have grown over the years. Initially, it was a trickle as we became better known. We do about 5,000 people a year now.
Do you think that the tours themselves have had an impact on politics in Israel?
No. That's a short answer. No. We do educate people. We do offer our analysis, which tends to be biased towards human rights and democratic values. In Israel, that's considered a radical bias. But as far as influencing the local political scene, I would say not. I think a lot of the people who take our tours, they go back home to their countries in Europe or North America, and some of them get politically involved and exert pressure on their own governments to exert pressure on the Israeli government to try and move things forward. But the change has been in the opposite direction to what I would like to see, and certainly the opposite direction to what the people I work with would like to see. We're on a downhill spiral at this point. Our government's becoming more authoritarian. Restrictions on fundamental freedoms are increasing, and that will probably get worse before it gets better.
So your frustration at that lack of change is somewhat mitigated by the fact that people are at least educating themselves and spreading
right.
that message?
Unfortunately, the people who are educating themselves are not Israelis. We need more Israelis to get involved and to become more aware of the ramifications of what they're permitting to happen, because ultimately the people permit the government to do what they're doing, and most of them today do support the government in its activities and expanding the settlements and restricting freedoms for Palestinians on an ongoing basis.
What is it about Green Olive that makes you uniquely able to cross the various boundaries between and amongst the Palestinians and Israelis?
Well, we are quite uniquely an Israeli-Palestinian partnership organization. We're structured as kind of a hybrid cooperative. We have 9 working partners, 5 Israeli, 4 Palestinian. And so together we try and not only educate the public, but within our own organization we hammer out organizational themes and structures amongst ourselves that in a strange kind of way reflect the struggle within the larger society, figuring that if we can't sort ourselves out on a small scale, the society is not going to sort itself out on a large scale, but we're trying, and in that respect we're very much on the vanguard.
Trying is a start.
Yes. Well, we like to think so.
Thank you very much. I really enjoyed the tour and the time speaking with you.
My pleasure.
Fred Shlomka there talking to Kristen in Minneapolis, Minnesota. So he's got a great ethos around his organization. How did you find the tour? Did you feel safe, for example, on the tour?
Oh, absolutely.
Places?
Absolutely safe. And as I mentioned, it's actually sort of cushy. It was a private tour with our driver, who is, I might add, able to drive across boundaries. For example, outside of Bethlehem, there are gigantic walls, and some of the roads are not typically accessible to everybody. I began to understand the story of Masada, which is so important to Jewish tradition, a lot more. But then driving back from that is when we stopped in a Palestinian village and shared some tea and bread with the neighbors and family there. And that was interesting because in that case, we were seeing the family's documentation of hardships that they'd overcome to just get their children to school, for example.
And that was Kirsten Henning with Fred Schlomka and Green Olive Tours.